This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio is where the train derailed more than a couple of weeks ago, two Sundays ago. We now have that northbound side reopened. Let's get an idea of what's happening there and get the conditions as we go live to that area. KRDO's Scott Harrison is joining us right now on the KRDO News Line. Scott, does the traffic seem like it's moving along? I know that posted speeds are lower than they have been along the interstate. What's the conditions look like right now?
Well, the conditions are that an hour ago, northbound I-25 reopened to traffic. Remember, yesterday it was southbound through the train derailment area that reopened to traffic, and vehicles began traveling northbound as of 4:30 this afternoon. And on both days, a caravan of vehicles with flashing lights led the first cars and trucks back through the highway there in that busy, busy corridor. So things are pretty much back to normal here on I-25. Now, I'm in Pueblo near the interchange of I-25 and Highway 50. That's where traffic northbound was detouring off, and that's where the roadblock was. This was the south part of that northbound closure. But again, that's all over now. There was some talk about possibly opening a couple of hours earlier. The first CDOT had said that they didn't know when specifically they were going to actually open I-25 northbound back up. They said it was just going to be mid to late afternoon. That's pretty much what it ended up being. They thought it was going to be, at least authorities around here where we are, thought it was going to happen at around 2 o'clock or 2:30. But then we learned from a worker that cracks developed in some of the newly repaved asphalt that was applied to the pavement there over by the damaged railroad bridge. So it took a little while to get that situation squared away. And again, just before 4:30, we got the okay that traffic for the first time since Sunday evening is back to normal on these stretches of I-25.
That's KRDO's Scott Harrison reporting live. Thanks, Scott. The ground offensive in Gaza gets the green light. Sort of. Let's get more in this special report from ABC News.
There are more signs that Israel's ground offensive into Gaza may be imminent. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says there are a lot of questions into what lies ahead.
We expect some significant incursion in the coming days. The question is when, the question is how deep, how expansive is this incursion? Does it comprise all of the Gaza Strip? And from the cabinet ministers I've been speaking to and the military officials, it seems like no. It looks like there will be minor incursions. Israel will take a parcel of land, a piece, clear it, try to hunt for the tunnels, try to hunt for Hamas fighters, and then come back out.
President Biden will discuss the U.S. response to Israel's war with Hamas when he addresses the nation tonight. He's going to ask for billions of dollars in aid to Israel and to Ukraine. The Pentagon says Iranian-backed Houthi rebels were behind the cruise missiles and drones that the USS Kearney shot down in the Red Sea. With continuing coverage, Israel-Hamas war. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And finally, a motorcycle rider has died following a crash on East Fillmore Street in Colorado Springs. Investigators say the SUV was trying to make a left turn into a parking lot in the early parts of yesterday afternoon when the westbound motorcyclist crashed into it. The motorcycle rider died at the scene. The police department says the impairment is not suspected as a factor in that crash, and the major crash team is still handling that investigation.
Well, we're wrapping up another mild day across the region, and overnight tonight we do see mild conditions as well. We're in the mid-40s region-wide, so it's comfortable, but we warm quickly tomorrow back into the 80s, 80 the anticipated high in the Springs, 84 in Pueblo, and again, we are hot, we are dry, and we are sunny. This trend holds true through the weekend. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.